Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Former Pizza Hut delivery driver, J.J. Wong.
Yeah. It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, come on through, 59 and 99, hang out with us. They got, I know they got some old tender, they got a tender special, don't they? Got tender and wings special, buy one, get one free or something like that going on. Come on through and grab you a cold beer. The beer is cold, no doubt about it. The Bud Light girls are here. A big shout out to Bud Light for making it happen. Also, Texas Star Grill Shop. We've got a gift card to give away there. If you hadn't put your name in the raffle yet, come on up. Shay will take care of you. Put your name in that raffle. We will, about 4 o'clock, we'll make that first pull there and give away probably that gift card right there. We'll do that first. Brandon Scott is in for Ron the Show Hughley. It is a Thirsty Thursday, Monday night Texans game. So we got a couple extra days here to talk Texans. But before we get into a little deeper into the Texans, I got to take a little break from it. And there's some arguments. There's some drama going on around the football world.
A little spicy.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you about J.J. Watt and PFF, which I absolutely love. I didn't think I could love J.J. Watt any more than I already do. But I'm just reading there in the break. Apparently, Troy Aikman, Caleb Williams, and Ben Johnson, there's a little drama there with Troy Aikman and not stroking old Caleb Williams' performance last Monday night enough, I guess.
Looked like a little mix-up, maybe a miscommunication or lack thereof, but – you know, Troy Aikman and Joe Buck did the Monday night game that Caleb Williams and the Bears just faced the Washington Commanders in just a few nights ago. But, you know, they have these pre-production meetings ahead of these games where you're supposed to be able to yuck it up a little bit or at least have some kind of access to the key figures on both sides, on both teams, and certainly the quarterback. And you would figure somebody with Troy Aikman's pelts on the wall and cachet wouldn't have much trouble getting a hold of a Caleb Williams and vice versa. And apparently those two fellas did not connect, did not communicate ahead of this game. And it was not lost on Bears fans that Troy Aikman was especially critical of one Caleb Williams' performance in said game. And so there's a little bit of tip for tat trying to figure out, hey, is Troy Aikman mad because he was shunned by the young fella? Are Bears fans being sensitive about Troy Aikman's critique? Yep. Where is all of this coming from? It's an odd space to be in, definitely.
Well, it's interesting because I mean I know Troy. I mean one thing he's not going to do is lack professionalism. I mean he's one of very few guys in that analyst world, in that color commentary world, that isn't afraid to be critical of players or plays or coaches or teams, and so he's always on. You know, I think tiptoeing the line every now and then, but it's interesting.
I would say too, in Troy's defense, a lot of the criticisms he was having of Caleb Williams were fair ones, and I can see how if you're looking at it from a Bears lens, you're like, oh man, Troy, what's the deal? some of Caleb Williams' completions, Troy's like, hey man, you give him a better ball, he can go run with it.
Which is
Troy's a quarterback. You're a quarterback. Yeah. Y'all understand the difference between just a completion and a good ball.
Well, if you watch Caleb Williams, I mean, they're wide open. I mean, Ben Johnson is dialing them up, man, left and right. There's two or three every game where he's just flat out missing folks. So that is very, very fair criticism. But anyway, on the J.J. Watt front, J.J. Watt apparently is not a big fan of PFF, Pro Football Focus. They do a lot of I mean, it's obviously a data company, really, and that's geared around
nerds.
College football, right? But it's college football. It's NFL. It's, heck, they're fixing to move into the soccer realm is what I've heard worldwide. And so they are a highly respected, a stat data company, if you will. And J.J. Watt is not a big fan of their player grades that appear on the telecast as games are being played. Here's J.J. Watt on McAfee talking about PFF.
This whole, I'm getting hot. Personal stories of Uber drivers telling NFL passengers that they break down film for PFF and that they watch the TV copy only and put a grade out after the game. You can't watch film on the TV copy and create a grade. You can't break down a person's grade and know what they're supposed to do if you don't know their exact assignment. Like D-Butt just said, I know defensive line play unbelievably well. I could not go and grade a game for a player and give him a definitive grade without speaking to him, his coach, the scheme, everything. It's just a fact. PFF has a ton of great stuff. Player grading sucks. Stop putting it out.
Hell yeah!
Attaboy, Jay.
Well done, Jay.
Well done.
He is apparently not a fan of the player grades. Now, I don't know how true it is that Uber drivers are actually doing some of the film watching for PFF. I would imagine that's not that is not true. But Chris Collinsworth has responded, by the way, of just, look, we invite anybody and everybody out to see what we do, to sit in and watch everything that we do. And he said we've had a few coaches come out and watch. One of them, two of them have tried to buy into the company. One could afford it. One of them couldn't. They got teams that call them when it's draft time. They got teams that call them when they need a free agent.
Yeah.
And so clearly there is some value in what PFF brings to the table. I got a real problem with just – like a real chip on my shoulder with just advanced stats and stuff like
that. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This anyway.
So not just the grades, but the advanced stats overall?
I don't care too much about the grades. Kind of like J.J., you know, obviously it's a hot button topic for him. He cares about the grades. I understand what he's saying is if you don't know what scheme it is, if you don't know, if whoever's watching that film doesn't know what that player is trying to accomplish, I don't know how you can be qualified to actually give him a real grade, right?
Yeah.
And so my bigger problem with it is And I guess it's somewhat like what JJ's talking about is I don't know how you get there. Like when I remember when the whole Jadeveon Clowney thing, when he was leaving Houston, and I used to get into it with people about Jadeveon Clowney, and then somebody'd come hit me in the face, he's the most double-team player in the NFL. Like, so
what does that mean?
So well, I mean, you know, like at that point, you say what constitutes a double team?
Right. Well, fair enough.
If one offensive lineman just touches him on his way out, or is it? I'm like, how do you get to the double team?
Yeah.
And so I really like that's why I just don't use advanced stats to that degree, because I don't know exactly whoever's putting that information into that system. I don't know how they're determining what is a double team or not a double team.
Yeah.
You know what is. You know, what is a double when a receiver's double covered? Like, does that just mean the safety is covered too and the safety's shaded over the top? Or are they truly bracketing this guy and doubling? So that's my problem with these this advanced stat world we live in is I don't know who's doing it and I don't know what the criteria is to get to that point.
Yeah.
So that's what bothers me about it.
Yeah, and I think that with football, so we're in an advanced stats world, not just in sports, but just in the society in general. But I think football is the hardest one to capture this. And to pro football focuses credit, PFF's credit, they probably do a better job than most. And obviously Chris Collinsworth played the game. He's got a lot of smart football people over there running things for him and with him at PFF. But to your point, there are just too many moving parts and too many factors to definitively say, hey, this player messed up this play or this was a double team. A perfect example, if we bring it to the Texans, would have been some of the C.J. Gardner-Johnson stuff, right? Like some of the film that was possibly on C.J. Gardner-Johnson reflected poorly on other players because of the position he was putting them in. So Kamari Lasseter gets beat on a play, or it looks like Kamari Lasseter gets beat on a play because he's the one that's in the frame. He's the one that's in the TV copy that you would be using to put out those immediate grades, right?
Yep.
Before you get a chance to look at the all 22 and get every angle of the play. And if you don't know what the assignment was or what the coverage was, to your point and to JJ's point, if you don't know what they were actually supposed to be doing, then you don't know that you're actually supposed to indict C.J. Gardner-Johnson in that play because he was supposed to be covering that particular player or that particular area of the field. And so you need some of these nuances provided to you in order to give an informed take, and it's hard to do that when you're trying to give an immediate grade, immediate analysis, instant reaction, which is the society we live in. And this is the point I want to make about the grades and PFF in general. And, you know, I understand JJ's on his soapbox, and I get it. And for a lot of former players, it's frustrating. But this is the world we live in, the media economy, where, hey, it's got to be instant. We don't have time to really break down the film like an actual film watcher would do and be able to, have a back and forth with maybe another film watcher and say, well, do you think that's the actual coverage, the one that we maybe thought when we first saw the play? Yeah. Or once we look at it from the All-22, do we have a different perspective? You don't have as much time for that. And so in such a microwave society, you get some sloppiness, some incomplete grades, if you will. So I think it's a fair critique, but it's also the times that we live in.
All right, head coach of your Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans. He is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 610.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.